Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Tarzan, haunted hotels, and Tom's lights. We'll have that for you coming up right after this.
Yes, my last name is Nierengarten. I'm in section 232. I was just assaulted by a gentleman with a rally towel. Unbeknownst to him, I'm allergic to linens. I would appreciate your assistance, section 232. Thank you.
Hi, Louise. This is Herm Johnson and Marguerite calling from St. Petersburg, and we wondered when Ray is going to be over.
Yeah, my name is Ralph Fontaine, section 114, row 12, seats 16 through 22. I'll tell you what, we got a jerk line that I'm going to put to use. How in the hell do we have a coach that doesn't have enough game balls to go for it on fourth and one? Huh? I'm not going to sit through another season of this. Hell, I played golf last week with Paul Tagliabue.
We got a new three-wheeler. I didn't know if you knew that or not. Marguerite and I, we go over to the Crafts Shack a lot. And, you know, we're making all kinds of toys and things for the grandkids.
Yeah, man, it's Donnie Baker, man. I'm in section 326, row 14, seat 7. Man, I was going to put my pork on your Jumbotron, but this jerk, man, two rows in front of me, stood up and pork blocked me. I swear to God you did it. I'll even say it right to your face.
This is Carl Wampler, 1724, Maple Street. And I was wondering if my prescription was ready.
Yeah, it's me, Ralph Fontaine, again. Hell, well, I've got you on hold. What are the chances I get two of my sons to try out for your punt, pass, and kick contest? Hell, I've got one son going full ride that's playing down south, and another one's getting a look by every scout this side of the Mississippi.
Hey, man, it's me, Donnie Baker, man. You guys got a problem with these vendors up here in the upper deck, man. I just got a half pour for $7. I swear to God I did, and I want a refund or I'll write to state.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Ace Cosby. I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
Got some great letters to get to this morning.
Oh, good.
We've got one here from Jane. We've got one here from...
Jane.
Starship.
You, Jane. We, Bob and Tom.
Come here, boy.
When's the last time they made a Tarzan movie?
What was it, about 8 years ago?
Oh, well...
And it was decent. I liked it.
Yeah, really? With the guy from The Witcher? No.
One of the Skarsgård kids.
Yeah, I think it was.
It was Alexander Skarsgård. Right, yeah, right. It's good. Samuel Jackson, I think. Margot Robbie played Jane.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did they have the chimp in it, Cheetah?
Boy, you know, I was entertained by that movie, I don't remember. But I just remember some of the action scenes being quite good.
Was there some controversy that they wanted to make it clear that he wasn't... the spawn, if you will, of Tarzan and Jane because they weren't married.
Oh, really?
And he had to have a complex. I mean, the chimpanzee's got a name. He just gets called Boy. Hey, come on.
Have you ever read any of the Edgar Rice Burroughs?
God, no.
Neither have I.
I imagine.
There are like 40 of them.
Is it like a white man's burden kind of theme, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I don't know.
I haven't really dived. Inappropriate. Okay, we have a number of things to get to. However, before we get to the new stuff, yesterday we were talking about Mookie Betts, and he's not staying with the Dodgers when they're in Milwaukee. And I forget, somewhere else in Florida, when the team travels, he won't stay in those hotels because he thinks they may be haunted. And I guess it's kind of a legendary hotel where they believe that the hotel is haunted. You stayed in a haunted hotel, right, Christy?
Well, a couple of them, but the Vinoy down in St. Petersburg is one that Mookie won't stay at as well. And I've been in that one a couple of times. They have a new part and an old part, and the new part obviously.
Less haunted?
Less haunted, yes. Yes.
The other morning you were talking about Tom, how you are able to sneak around in your home before getting ready before you come.
Yeah, I walk around like a cat burglar.
Yes,
I don't want to wake anybody up.
Yes. Well, someone emailed us saying, I heard Tom talking about sneaking around like a cat burglar. It sounds like, in Tom's world, he's sneaking around like a cat burglar means he's wearing a one-man band with cowbells and walking and walking into a bunch of wind chimes. Yep, that's him, all right.
Yeah.
I was sneaking around, and I don't know what the problem is.
I mean, I have it down. I have it down.
Well,
before I go to bed, I line up deodorant, toothbrush, toothpaste, brush.
Oh, my God.
Washcloth. I got everything ready.
I don't go that far.
Tell them what happened this morning. There's a new wrinkle.
Now, wait a minute. Before you do that, in your old house, you would make a smoothie every day. Do you still do that?
My old house was a ranch.
Wait, now, hold it. You're in a new house? I hadn't heard anything about this.
Yes, Christy, but my old house was a ranch, and the place where you made the smoothies was way far away from all the bedrooms.
So now you can't do that anymore?
I'd rather not.
It was a super ranch, Tom.
Whatever it was, I don't know. This morning, all the lights in the house are controlled by a computer.
Oh, that nothing can go wrong there.
Well, something went wrong this morning. I had to shower in the dark.
You couldn't get the lights on?
No.
I love everything happening right now.
You don't just hit a button and the lights come on?
Yeah, but that didn't work.
So
then you have to go to this app, then you've got to go online.
Oh,
have you ever said to yourself, when something like this happens, I know you haven't. I'm just going to ask. You say, boy, I wonder what I did wrong now.
Mm.
You never say that, do you?
What is it, Ace?
Are you saying there's no light switches in your house?
There's about a handful. Most of them, there are these panels with all these buttons on them.
Oh.
That was a great idea for Luddite You. What the hell?
Do you know if they can be voice activated?
As far as I know, they can't.
Lights on.
Oh, my gosh.
That'd wake everybody up.
Well.
it's a long story. So I don't know, but there's the showering in the dark wasn't that big of a deal. But
well, you know where everything is.
Yeah.
Sure, you reach down there, get that.
Yeah, you just have to.
I know where my Ivory soap is and my Johnson's baby shampoo, and I got a
Do you shampoo down there and body wash down there? Do you have a soap? Oh, you have Ivory soap.
Ivory soap in the bar, please. Then I have the.
You don't put shampoo down there?
No,
you do?
Yeah, sure. I shampoo down there every now and then.
How much you got going on?
Do you cream rinse down there?
Every now and then I'll hit it with a conditioner.
Do you have to
comb it out?
I don't have to comb it out. I let it run free.
Okay.
I do have my lotion that turns into a powder, my Fresh Balls. That's very
aptly
nice.
Named.
Yes, they're very fresh.
I don't know.
Would you like to come smell them?
So I went on the master computer thing, and it wouldn't go. So it's something's wrong.
I'd give anything. As he's pulling out of the driveway, all the lights come on, all the TVs come on at full volume.
I could turn all the lights on right now from here.
Oh my God!
Why didn't you do that this morning?
I tried, but that's the one. The one in the shower is the only one that won't go.
One that won't go on.
Could have gone to your car. And
now I'm going to ask you, much like I asked you when you said you have to pull over to change radio stations in my car,
right?
And I said, do you think the manufacturer made the car this way, or you're doing something wrong? And you, of course, respond with, well, the manufacturer did it this way. I'm not doing it.
Well, that would, no.
So do you think that
the radio in my car, not in the Suburban and the other one, has been rated? If you read a review of that vehicle, it will say this is the worst. This is the worst radio in any SUV.
That just means you can't run it.
I admire it. I do. Because I'm learning in therapy that I, for most of my life, have assumed that when something goes wrong, it is my fault. Like, I attain...
Well, but sometimes
And retain
is.
This unnecessary guilt.
Isn't sometimes it is?
Yes, but okay. Not... But I go the opposite way that
okay.
Tom does. But to hear somebody...
Yeah.
Be so certain that it's not their fault.
So confident.
It's
mystifying.
It's refreshing. And,
you have to go. You have to. There's a screen. You have to press home.
Yeah.
That usually takes about 5 seconds.
Right.
Then you have to press source.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to press favorites. Then you have to scan to get to another.
Yeah, mine's my air conditioning and heat is similar.
Yeah, I can
tell. You have to hit like five things to be able.
But when you're driving, it pulls your eyes away from the. From the road.
Oh, we're talking about your radio here. Okay,
car.
Yeah, I see.
No, but the light, there's, I have to, there's these automatic lights are giant pain in the ass.
It's, It's.
I mean, I sat there naked.
There's my heating and air conditioning. I can turn it on.
Yeah, mine, I can too. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah.
The problem is when these things go wrong.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I don't. So there's no backup. There's
and my
no switch.
My contention is it's going to go wrong more often because operator error is what my contention is.
There's no operator. I was sleeping. I got up.
What do you think the odds are that every light in the house came on except the one in the shower where you were? Now, you think that's just an odd coincidence or you hit a wrong button?
No, I hit the right button. The button's right there next to the shower.
You just said there weren't any light switches.
They're not switches. It's a panel.
I'm going to strangle him. Today I'm going to strangle him.
And in any event, I'll call the guy and fix it.
How many times have you called him so far? Since
7.
He sleeps in the house.
Undoubtedly, he's hanged himself.
What number is it? Is it Tom? All right, put the gun down.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Dear people, I'm from Northeast Ohio. My name is Jim.
Hi, Jim.
How are you?
My friends call me Jim.
Hi, Jim.
When talking about the upcoming election just now and how the campaigns have already started, I heard Tom say in the same breath, these elections are fascinating. And then 2 seconds later, I couldn't care less.
I was setting up a bit. See, the way that works is you get people interested, and then you point out that the boredom level of the current campaign. I acknowledge how much I don't care. I just wanted an excuse to play something about ghosts, because we were talking about ghosts.
And does your... The person that lives with you, the adult, does she have any trouble with the lights and anything like that going on in the house? Oh, yeah. Okay.
They can be very buggy, if you will.
That's why I'm kind of a Luddite.
Me too, Josh. I'm with you.
That's right.
I don't care. Flip a switch. Light comes on.
That's what I voted for.
You know what else? Get rid of these cars.
Light a candle.
I don't want to point anything out, but didn't you pay for the house? Shouldn't you get to pick?
Hey, shut up.
All right.
We have a couple of nice pieces for moms, because Mother's Day is just around the corner.
Oh, you mothers.
We'll be getting to those coming up. And we have a fascinating story about sea lions this morning.
Oh, those are very cute, aren't they? Aren't they funny?
They're very cute.
They're being trained by the Navy. Wait till you hear what they're doing.
They hold hands, don't they, when they float? Or is those are otters.
Those are otters.
Yeah. I think sea lions do, too.
Sea lions don't have hands.
I'm pretty sure they do.
They have flippers.
No, they
there are hands in those flippers.
They can. They have little fingers.
It's like when you put your hand in an oven mitt. That's
they have opposable fin. Yeah, do they?
Right.
Thank you very much.
They can operate a gun.
They have a gigantic sex organs.
This is kind of a sports thing, but I know Pat was telling me he's got a song related to this. The Westminster Dog Show. Did you see that beautiful little doggy that won?
A chick has the.
Too shaggy.
Too shaggy.
You know they get all the. Maddie and
use a brush.
Looked like a little Benji dog.
No, it looked to me like it was trying too hard to be cute.
We have the story.
His name's Buddy Holly.
Just wants to live the life of a normal dog.
Yeah, the last thing it wants to do is go in a bunch of people and be scared. And
this is as bad as those like 3-year-old fashion shows.
Oh my gosh!
No, nothing is that bad. These are dogs.
He was in New York City all day yesterday getting the royal treatment. Oh, yeah.
There was some comedy show. I forget the name of it. They had a little Mr. Buff competition.
like strong men, but they're little kids.
5 and 6 year olds. Making muscles and stuff.
Hilarious.
It's hilarious.
Yep. The dog show. Do you have the copy over there?
Oh, I thought you were going to go ahead and run with it. I didn't know that...
Why don't we come back with it? Because I know, Pat, how, you have a nice long song for us, Pat.
Buddy Holly won best of show, and Pat will have a song when we come back.
All right.
Let's see what came in second.
What? Yeah, the Pekingese.
That is one ugly.
You don't like Pekingese.
You mean who came in?
Boy, the French Bulldog. The crowd loved the French. The Bulldog. Man, they went nuts when they announced.
Well,
his name.
It's the number one breed, and he finished second last year, so I think everybody thought he was going to win this year.
Well, they told him he was going to win.
People paid.
Now
watch
he's
that
all
life.
Bummed out. Number
certain veterinary society.
People got up that morning, made arrangements for babysitters.
Traveled there. There were some who traveled there.
Yeah. Paid a toll to get in. Yeah.
Big bumper. Several veterinarians have said it's unethical to breed them. Sure. That's a fun thing. And there you go. What else you got?
That's it.
Okay.
That's unless you want to hear about the other things that skunks would surprise you about.
It sounds like it'd be surprising.
Skunks and cats are best friends.
Oh.
Skunks love being around cats, and cats love skunks. According to the Department of Environmental Conservation.
Yeah, not according to the greatest cartoon ever made, the now canceled Pepe Le Pew.
Hello.
Why would they cancel that? Because it's obvious that it's really about consensual relations.
It is. His behavior is... And then she flips it on him, and he doesn't care for it, and he learns. Yes.
But, yeah, wasn't that the only one taken out of the recent...
Space Jam, yeah.
Space Jam.
And they were always...
But they found... Remember, they took out Pepe Le Pew, but they put in the Clockwork Orange Gang.
God.
Yeah.
That had to be purposeful and to make a little joke for everybody. And remember, they were always painting something in the Pepe Le Pew cartoon, so the cat could run under and get a white stripe on her back. So he thought it was a skunk.
I have a friend that has two skunks. She swears by
I've heard they're like insanely friendly.
Great.
So did she have to remove the
stinker part? Yeah.
You don't have any friends that do normal things, do you?
Nope.
They've got llamas. They've got skunks. They play polo. I'm the pretentious one.
They rehabilitate deer for some reason.
Okay. I have that friend. All of these things are true.
We're running out of deer. We got to keep the ones healthy that we have.
Okay. Check.
Am I wrong? Oh, no, let's hit a couple with a car. Jeez.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Well, thank our hunters.
And it is fawn season. If you see a fawn, leave it alone. Its mother's probably out just getting some food. The fawn's fine.
I used to have a pet fawn. I named it Jane Fonda.
Oh, nice.
Fawns are, if you see a fawn out, that means the moms are out there somewhere, Tom. I don't know what they could be doing.
Guys are awful.
Sorry.
Hey, like we said, you want to hit some, tell the hunters to stop.
You know the director's cut of Bambi?
No, I'm not familiar with it.
Bambi, you might want to sit down for this.
Oh, is mother going to be here for this?
Not in this life.
Oh, God.
What a horrible cartoon.
Time now for a palate cleanser,
and
ladies and gentlemen.
Dumbo's equally heartbreaking.
All right.
Saved by the crow.
Ace Cosby, here he is with his joke of the day.
What does James Bond's doorbell sound like?
Ah, I love this already. What?
Dong. Ding dong.
Joke of the day.
I very much enjoyed it. That was good. You know what? All this talk. Is James Bond going to be a woman? Is James... I say Ace Cosby in the running for the next James Bond.
Oh, please.
And you in the running as the next Bond villain, Chick.
Oh, Mr. Cosby. Ace Cosby.
Would you be Blofeld?
That's right.
He'd be Blofella.
Do you expect them to pay?
Oh, I am Blofella.
I like Blofella. That is very nice.
No, Mr. Bond.
Give us your best order a martini, Nate.
I'll go screwdriver. Chicken.
Screwdriver.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.